Track 2, a bigger, better Book Bash. Now in its third year, Mannington Book Bash, which returns this month, has established itself as one of the most eagerly anticipated dates on the county's cultural calendar. And this year's lineup includes award-winning novelists and podcasters, sporting legends, and the Poet Laureate.
Mannington Book Bash. Curated and presented by the award-winning independent bookshop The Book Hive, in the last few years, Mannington Book Bash has brought some of the biggest names in literature to the heart of rural Norfolk. It returns from the 25th to the 28th of September with a stellar lineup, which includes Poet Laureate Simon Armitage, novelist Sarah Perry, comedy and podcast star Adam Buxton, and distinguished art historian TJ Clark. But new for this year is Mini Mannington. To increase the local impact of the bash, 400 local primary school pupils will be brought to the festival site at Mannington Hall for a morning of their own events. And Simon Armitage will perform a special show for students at Aylsham High School. Both events are free of charge to the children, their families and schools. On this third outing of the Mannington Book Bash, we are fulfilling one of our first intentions to bring literary events to all people in rural areas, says Henry Late, festival organiser and owner of the Book Hive shops in Norwich and Aylsham. To that end, not only have we got another fantastic lineup of speakers across art, politics, fiction and entertainment, but we've also programmed events for younger people. The renowned children's author Guy Bass will give one of his hilarious shows for seven local primary schools, who will all be bused to the festival site for a morning's entertainment. In addition, Poet Laureate Simon Armitage will visit Aylsham High School to perform especially for the students there. This is all being laid on by us at no charge to the schools or the pupils. Here we take a closer look at who is performing at Mannington Book Bash. On Thursday the 25th of September from 7 till 8pm, Simon Armitage, Poet Laureate and friend of the festival and shop, will be opening the Book Bash with an event marking the publication of his new book, New Cemetery, which was originally published in part by the Book Hive's imprint, Propolis. Friday the 26th of September, 7 till 8pm, Ben Youngs, the most capped England scrum half of all time, is coming to the Book Bash, a stone's throw from where he grew up, to discuss his new book, Beyond the Line. Having recently retired from the professional game at Leicester Tigers, Ben has now moved back to Norfolk. He'll discuss his life and career, the lows as well as the many, many highs, with Alex Lowe, chief rugby correspondent for The Times. On Saturday the 27th of September from 7 till 8pm, Kadiatu Kenny Mason's seven children have all become internationally acclaimed classical musicians, playing concerts around the world, including royal weddings, and releasing numerous recordings of their work. But as a family from Nottingham of mixed heritage, their rise to success has not been without challenges. To be young, gifted and black is a mother's account of leading her prodigiously talented children through the elitist, monocultural world of classical music, whilst learning how to live with the pressure of online racism and abuse. She will be in conversation with Josh Rivers, the presenter of the Busy Being Black podcast, on Saturday the 27th of September between 10 and 11am. Norfolk-based broadcaster Adam Buxton returns to the Book Bash after his appearance as an interviewer in the first festival year to mark the publication of his second volume of memoirs, I Love You, Bye, on Saturday the 27th of September between 4 and 5pm. He will be having a ramble chat with Henry Late about his career spanning radio, TV and film and his hugely successful podcast, as well as the personal challenges that are part of becoming that complicated thing, a middle-aged man. Esther Foyd shot to fame with her autobiographical novel Hideous Kinky, which was made into a film starring Kate Winslet, and has since written a further 8 best-selling novels. My Sister and Other Lovers just released catches up with the two sisters from that first book, Lucy and Bee. Esther will be in conversation with the award-winning Norwich-based novelist and short story writer Naomi Wood on Saturday the 27th of September from noon until 1pm. Pete Brown, Beer Man. Norfolk-based author, broadcaster and writer of the only regular beer column in a national newspaper, Pete is truly an authority on beer, brewing and music. To mark the release of his new book, Tasting Notes, he creates a beer and music tasting extravaganza. Says Pete, your brain is lying to you. You have more than five senses, and they don't work the way we've always been taught to think they do. You'll never think about beer or music in the same way again. This event is for ages 18 plus, as the ticket includes a flight of tasting beers on Saturday, the 27th of September, from 2 till 3pm. Nigel Planer's role as a founding member of The Comedy Store and The Comic Strip, alongside such stars as French and Saunders, Rick Mayall and Ade Edmondson, Robbie Coltrane and Lenny Henry, was followed by his career-defining turn as Neil in The Young Ones. To celebrate the launch of his autobiography, Young Once, A Life Less Heavy, published the weekend of the festival, he will reflect on those heady days with Adam Buxton. And that's on Saturday the 27th of September from 6 till 7pm. Monica Ferrier-Tinter, the pioneering barrister, advocates not only for people but also for those who have no voice, for the planet's rivers, forests and endangered species. In A Barrister for the Earth, she takes us behind the scenes as she fights the destruction of cloud forests. Her landmark cases signal that we are an important juncture in which the law can be a powerful tool for lasting change. She'll be discussing her life and important work with Book Bash regular Patrick Barkham on Sunday the 28th of September from 11am until noon. Natalie Haynes returns to the Bash for an event midway through the national tour of her brand new book tour, No Friend to This House, which is a reimagining of the bloodthirsty tragic myth of Medea. Natalie is a beloved classicist and sometime comedian whose BBC Radio 4 show Stand Up for the Classics has won her millions of fans. Her previous books, including Divine Might and Stone Blind, which give new insights into classical literature, regularly top the bestseller charts. You can hear her on Sunday the 28th of September between 1 and 2pm. T.J. Clark is widely recognised as one of the world's most distinguished art historians and now calls Norfolk his home. A teacher for many years at universities including Berkeley and Harvard, he is a regular contributor to the London Review of Books. In his latest influential work, These Passions on Art and Politics, Clark asks, is art obliged to engage with politics? If so, how? Written over the course of 25 years, these radical, provocative essays rethink issues central to art making and political life today. That will be on Sunday the 28th of September from 3 until 4pm. And finally, Sarah Perry, the Norwich-based writer of The Essex Serpent and Enlightenment, will be launching her first full-length non-fiction title, Death of an Ordinary Man. Her father-in-law, David, died at home 9 days after a cancer diagnosis and having previously been in good health. The speed of his illness outstripped that of the NHS and social care, so the majority of nursing fell to Sarah and her husband. She will be in conversation with Henry Late to round off the festival with a poignant celebration of life on Sunday the 28th of September from 5 until 6pm. Mannington Book Bash is at Mannington Hall. All the speakers will have books for sale and will be doing signings after their appearance. For more information, bookings and details about how to back the Bash, visit managingbookbash.co.uk. Tickets also include entry to Mannington's grounds for the whole of the weekend.